today on Politics in Action. With the federal election less than 2 weeks away, did Monday night's debate help Canadians make their choice? I'm Kabir, and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM. Monday night's English language debate kicked off with a spark. Andrew Scheer spoke directly to Justin Trudeau, calling him a phony and a fraud. This language continued over the course of the debate, with Scheer's avoidance of questions through changing the subject of discussion to the current Liberal government. Scheer continuously tried to steal the spotlight through questioning the Liberals' approach on different issues ranging from Aboriginal rights, climate change, the economic sector, and the welfare of Canadians. As the Liberals and Conservatives are neck and neck right now in the opinion polls, it was clear that the top two parties would have to stay on the defensive with regard to certain questions. This provided an immense amount of time for Jagmeet Singh of the NDP and Yves-François Blanchet of the Bloc Québécois to state their policy for the record one more time on public airwaves. Essentially, they were able to ask the right questions, the questions that Canadians wanted to hear. Alternatively, two new leaders, Elizabeth May of the Green Party and Maxime Bernier of the People's Party, were provided with one of the few opportunities to engage in the leaders' debates. Elizabeth May has recently garnered support from a large number of Canadians, notably young Canadians, after she released her $16.4 billion plan to abolish university tuition and forgive a large amount of pre-existing student debt. She's also pledged to hold big companies accountable for their excessive carbon emissions. By this, she will try and meet her end goal of making Canada a zero-emission state immediately. Maxime Bernier was faced with a lot of questions. Moderator Lisa Laflamme engaged with Bernier on a question that was open to all leaders. This question was about Bernier's past comments toward immigrants. The remarks Bernier has made are very similar to the Trump-like remarks in the US, rhetoric that most Canadians would disagree with. Bernier continued to identify that Canada accepts too many immigrants. He would do this by naming facts that were just incorrect, at one point saying that 49% of Canadians were opposed to immigration. These actions at the debate reaffirmed other leaders' opinions towards Bernier. Jagmeet Singh of the NDP acknowledged that Bernier has not apologized for his past remarks and continues to use the politics of division to benefit the People's Party. Justin Trudeau made a very interesting comment about Bernier, a comment that just stunned everyone. Trudeau phrased his response by saying that Bernier's role on stage is to say publicly what Scheer says privately. The simple yet intelligent nature of this comment makes Canadians wonder whether the Conservative Party and the People's Party are in cahoots with each other. Andrew Scheer did not really respond to any of the questions regarding Bernier's views on immigration. Scheer has publicly been accused before of also using the politics of division in his campaign. In the latter stages of the debate, Andrew Scheer confirmed to everyone that he did, in fact, support the pro-life movement. This announcement proved to be a grave mistake for Scheer, as NDP leader Jagmeet Singh specifically said that he believes in the women's right to choose. Trudeau then agreed with Singh, as did Yves-François Blanchet of the Bloc and Elizabeth May of the Green Party. Elizabeth May continued to address that women have not been given the proper chance to have their voice heard at these debates, as she has not been a part of most of the previous debates. She reaffirmed that young girls need someone to look up to, someone who can represent their views, as well as the views of other Canadians. This continued into the topic of climate change. Elizabeth May proposed that Canada needs to restructure its model to have a zero emissions target as soon as possible. The Liberals reaffirmed that they are on track to do better than the targets that were previously assigned. The NDP seemed to similarly share the values of the Green Party in terms of climate commitments. the NDP has decided to make drastic changes to reduce emissions. They have outspokenly said that they will not support the new pipeline and that it will be dismantled. Additionally, Yves-François Blanchet of the Bloc Québécois stated that the Bloc would work to having close to zero emissions through agreeing to tax the biggest polluters more, while subsidizing companies that emit below the average. Elizabeth May wholeheartedly disagreed with this, and this was her downfall in the argument. The issue with Elizabeth May's argument is that she insisted on holding corporations responsible without providing them with any incentive or fine. This approach is flawed because businesses are generally motivated to take action on certain issues when a financial incentive is provided. That is why the Bloc's incentive to reduce carbon emissions proved to be the most well-thought-out plan for the reduction of emissions within Canada. Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer did not discuss the environment at all. He did not choose to engage in this topic, and rightfully so, as he would have laggered immensely. People's Party leader Maxime Bernier also did not discuss this topic to a great extent. Since Canada is heavily dependent on greenhouse gases, lowering carbon emissions will be a task, but it is something that has to be done. Whether it is done immediately or it is done in the next couple of decades, this process has to start now. The debate continued with Andrew Scheer calling out Justin Trudeau for past actions, namely the SNC-Lavalin scandal. Scheer continued to say that Justin Trudeau was corrupt and did not have the best interest of Canadians at heart. This backfired. Blanchet said that Andrew Scheer's arguments against Trudeau were hurting Quebecers, as SNC-Lavalin did not have time to recover from its bad publicity. This was not expected by Scheer, and it placed Scheer on the hot seat, where he did not have enough material to effectively respond to this inquiry. For that reason, Scheer's performance in the debate was subpar. He failed to deliver a plan for the future and based most of his arguments on attacking the Liberal Party. Justin Trudeau continued to state what he has been stating all along, that he has had the best interests of Canadians at heart. This placed Trudeau in a great position in this debate. Although he was on the defensive most of the time, he did not give in to the pressure. Maxime Bernier of the People's Party did not have a chance in this debate. Every leader continuously dismissed his arguments, citing that they were divisive and outright prejudiced. Jagmeet Singh had the ability to mention the NDP platforms on numerous occasions and play the Liberals and Conservatives against each other. This worked to his advantage, making him one of the strongest political leaders in this debate. Yves-François Blanchet of the Bloc Québécois came out strong as well, mentioning his climate policy as well as his stance on the protection of Quebecers in Canada. Elizabeth May's arguments were centered around the fact that she was not invited to the previous debates. She did not focus on cost-effective measures and was on the offensive most of the time, attacking Trudeau, Jagmeet Singh, Andrew Scheer, and even Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet when he posed a solution that might have been agreeable by the Green Party's platform. With the election less than 2 weeks away, Canadians are curious to know what parties will be presenting throughout the next few days. Tune in to CJMQ for the latest pre-election updates. I'm Kabir and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM.